Okay, we'll be talking tonight, Rabbi Isai, about the halachas of Oitzah Shin Aleph. We're going to continue from Seif Ches. We're going to hopefully get to Seif Yud Aleph talking about the very important sugya. I want to talk a little bit about Shabbos belts. Fascinating sugya. I want to speak in Yud Aleph about Shabbos belts. Potentially we can talk also about glasses. Interesting sugya as well. Glasses. What's the potential shale of glasses? An interesting one. And that we'll also be talking the Shabbos belt, glasses, and generally, more in general about jewelry. In the earlier sifrim, we're going to be touching on in a minute, about jewelry for men, jewelry for ladies. So there's lots in those few sifrim. Now let's see, Sif Ches. That's bottom of page Ein Ches. Lo yetze b'machat atchuv aloi b'vigdoi. This is talking about a pin. A pin which is attached to, which is tchuva, which is inserted, which is stuck on a cloth, a pin. Lo yetze b'machat atchuv aloi b'vigdoi. If you've got a pin in your garment, you don't have to walk out with it. Pin a kuva, whether there's a hole on the beginning of on top of the pin. Ben jenuka, whether there's no hole, it's just a pin without a hole. So either way, you don't have to walk out with it. A pin in a garment is considered hotzah. It's unnecessary. Don't walk around with the pin. And if he walked out and there was a hole in the pin, so here we need to just understand what the Mishnah actually mentioned earlier. There's two levels, and this is an expression which we use constantly in Hilchos Shabbos. There's chayev. And there is potu. So chayiv means chayiv chatos, which means that it's an issur d'oraisa. Chayiv means a chiyuv chatos, which is the worst possible avera, which is a d'oraisa. So if you walked if there's a pin with a hole, so that is considered a chiyuv chatos. It's an issur d'oraisa to walk out with it. But if there's no hole, potu, which means that it is on the Torah level, it's not also, but it's still on the Rabbanah level, it is still, because there's no hole, so that makes it on a, it's slightly less also, it's less issa, so in terms of the Raisa, it's only also on the Rabbanah. And some look at it the other way around, that if there is a hole, if there is no hole, then it's chayin, and if there is a hole, it's pot. So that's the machlokes, is showing him what is considered the more common way of what's more common, what's less common, and depending on that, it's going to be derived. So the Rabbanon, it's machlok is a shoni. But either way, in terms of, everybody will agree that walking out with a pin in your garment is certainly also. The question is whether it's derived or the Rabbanon, with a hole, without a hole. But walking out with it is certainly also. Continues now the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Tes. If a man walks out with jewelry, this is talking about a man. So jewelry, for women, that's a topic on its own, and generally, a tachshit jewelry in terms of a woman is generally permissible. But we're going to see that at times it's a problem because we are concerned that she might take it off and want to show it to her friend. Brand new piece of jewelry. So if it's loose, at times, it's also jewelry. Women's jewelry is also as well. But that's only with our bonnet. But on the Raisa level, on a Torah level, jewelry for women is permitted. It's fine. It's a totally normal thing to have, for a woman to have jewelry. What about a man? What about jewelry for a man? Is that permitted or is it also? What's the halacha? So that's what Shulchan Aruch tells us in Seif Tes. Lo yetze, and it's talking specifically about a ring. Lo yetze betabaz she'en olei achoysem. So we're addressing now a man wearing a ring. What's the halacha? So what would you have thought? Man, ring? Also, same as woman? It's fine? So, also, so we do appreciate that rings be'etzem, there's two types of rings. There's a ring which has a choysam and there's a ring which hasn't got a choysam. And what that means is that the choysam means it's a signet ring, and a signet ring is certainly something which was very common for men to wear, a signet ring, simply because that was the equivalent of a stamp. And they would either use a signet ring on wax, on hot wax, and they would make a signet. Yeah, that's right, of actually doing it, would certainly be also. But when I'm addressing about carrying, yeah. So we'll see, we'll address. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's all mamash the sugya. It's mamash the sugya. And if there is no signet ring, then it's pure jewelry. Pure jewelry. If it's not a signet ring, if it's just a literal ring, then it's pure jewelry. So we're seeing there's a distinction between choysam or no choysam, signet ring or no signet ring. If it's just a pure jewelry, also there's another purpose to it. Siftes. Lo yetze betabas. Do not go out with a tabas with a ring. She'ein ole choysam, which is not a signet ring. Ve'im yotze chayv. If you walked out with a ring, which doesn't have a sign on it, it's chayv. It's osum de'raisa. So you're not allowed to walk out, and the Mishnah in Sif Kotten Lamed Dalet explains, it's not a signet ring. A normal ring like this is just a jewelry for women. For a man, it's for Ish Havamasui, it's considered a load, a carrying, which is also, this is talking about, this is if it's actually on his ring, on his finger. The ring is on his finger. It's placed al it's on his finger. If he's holding it in his hand, if he's actually holding the ring in his hand like this, he's carrying it, then whether it is a signet ring or it's not a signet ring, if you're walking out very obviously with the ring whilst you're holding it in your hand, then it's also, it doesn't make a difference what kind of ring it is. But the Shulchan Aruch's initial opinion is that if it's a signet ring, then it makes a difference. If it's a signet ring, then, if it's not a signet ring, it's chayef. Ve'im yesh alei achoysam, if it is a signet ring, continues Shulchan Aruch, le'rashi potu. If it's a signet ring, it's certainly better. If it's a signet ring, it's better. Why? Because according to Rashi, it's osum drabonon, but it's potu. The reason why it's osum drabonon, but it's not the Raisa, it's not a Masui, but it's Midrabanon, because Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Vav explains that maybe you're going to take it off, the signet ring, you want to show off, do you want to see my signet ring? Look, this is the signet ring. And a person may take off the signet ring and show it off. That's why he may end up carrying it, and that's why it's also Midrabanon according to Rashi. For the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam Mutter, a signet ring according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam is permitted. If you've got a signet ring, that according to the Rambam is Mutter to walk around with. Because that is specifically a jewelry for man. A signet ring is a specific jewelry for man. That's why it's permitted. But it's something which is a jewelry, which is both applicable for man and woman. Also, will be also for a woman as well. Because that's for both for women and men. And that potentially a person may end up, it's also. So we're learning this, Rabbi says as follows. A regular ring that is considered a regular ring, if it doesn't have a chosim on it, that's certainly awesome with the reise for a man to wear on Shabbos. If it's a signet ring, then we've got a machloikas. It's certainly better, because that's something specific man related. It's a men kind of jewelry. If it's a men kind of jewelry, then it's certainly not awesome with the reise. The question is awesome with the rabbonon or not? Could it do somebody showing him a signet ring awesome with the rabbonon? He may still take off with the rabbonon, chum a concert, he may shoot off. According to other showing him though, he's actually totally permitted to walk around with a signet ring. It's perfectly mutter. And that's what, some opinions hold. Sif Yud tells us the following. Tabas shekavua by Evan, a ring which has got a stone in it. V'chein im ksuvim ba'oisyois, and similarly also, if there is letters in the ring, ein ole achoysamik, it's considered without a choysam, it's considered the equivalent of ein achoysam, shalai nikol choysam, elim kein chakukim ba'oisyois or tzurois. The fact that it's got a stone in it doesn't make it any better, and it's still considered tabas shein ole achoysam. That's Sif Yud. And Sif Yud Aleph now is going into the topic of, which I think is very relevant. Sif Yud Aleph is going to help us in terms of Shabbos belt. Let us see what the sugi is over here. Tovo also le tachshit vele shtamesh boy. Shulchan Aruch tells us about a matter which, a dovo, a thing. Ha also le tachshit vele shtamesh boy. What happens if you've got, so we're learning, something which is a tachshit, something which is purely, which is absolute jewelry, complete jewelry, you're allowed to go out with this. It's not a problem. Genuine jewelry is permitted. What if something which is not jewelry is something which serves a purpose? What's the halacha? Something serves a purpose. Generally speaking, it's a masui. Because again, what is permitted to carry on Shabbos? Only something which is a malbush, garment, or something which is a jewelry. These are the things that a person is walk out with. Malbush and tachshit. garments and jewelry. That's the only things a person is allowed to walk out with. Otherwise, it's the equivalent of a bag, a rucksack. It's not, you're carrying on Shabbos. So anything which is tachshit, jewelry, that's mutter. Something which is a malbush, you're also allowed to walk out with. So the question is, what if something is serves a purpose? You're walking with something which serves a purpose. Let's say you have something attached on your necklace as a necklace, which serves a purpose. Say, for instance, you've got a key attached on your neck as a necklace. A key attached as a necklace. You'll have to walk out with a yes or no. So the argument will be that, if you've got one of those old-fashioned, ugly, copper keys, so what's the halacha? It serves a purpose, it's also, right? So the fact that it serves a purpose makes it actually worse, right? It's not jewelry, it looks ugly. So it's also, it's no different than the rucksack you're wearing, it also serves a purpose, it makes it also. Now what happens if actually, are we all agreeing that if you've got a key attached as a necklace, it's also, yeah? Make sense? You've got a key, if you've got a key attached on your thing, you've got a necklace over here, and you've got a key attached on your necklace. The necklace is not particularly, it's got iron necklace, and a copper key hanging down, it's also. Now what happens, so that we're all agreeing on, that's the starting point. What happens if it's actually not that ugly? Actually, it's not that ugly. It's not just made out of, it's not rusty kind of metal, but now actually, no, it actually looks quite decent. It looks proper. Let's say it's silver. Gold key. Even better, a gold key. But I'm saying, I've got over here an item which serves a purpose. Yes, I need it as a key. That's the way I'm going to get into my house. But simultaneously also, it's a piece of jewelry. It's made out of gold. What's the halacha then? Yeah, so let's say you're not going to, because you're not going to.
It's not jewelry.
It's not jewelry?
It's out of gold. It's still a key.
It's functional. The function is not as jewelry. You're going to say it's also. Yeah. It doesn't help the fact that it's made out of pure gold. 18 karat.
It's a key for your door.
It's a key for your door. So who cares if it's made out of gold or silver or copper? Okay, so this is a mamash. That's the seif of it. It's fascinating seif. And that, Rabbi Isai, we need to learn this. Whilst we're learning this, we need to keep in mind the Shabbos key question. We're going to see it's mamash. It's very exactly that sugya. We'll see to it. So keep in mind the Shabbos belt. We'll get to that. Dovo also le tachshet. Something which is sifyud aleph. Something which is a jewelry. Vele ishtamesh boy. It serves a purpose, a practical purpose. What was your words? It was functional. It was a functional a reason for its functional purpose. But also it was a tachshet. It's a jewelry as well. Kugoin, such as mafteichos nois, very good looking keys. Shal kesef, which is made out of gold, silver. Kamin tachshet, which resemble a jewelry, also. So now this is not talking about a Shabbos belt. It's actually talking about it's talking about a necklace. The way I've described it just now, it's a necklace which has been made into a which you have a key attached to it. So it's, although it talks about a key, it's not a key belt. It's a key necklace.
You don't have keys.
They have
a card, which
is, I think,
you
slide
it into the lock.
It will unlock.
I think, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So that would be a problem, Shabbos.
Absolutely, but that's not the carrying aspect of it. That's not so much the carrying aspect. That's the fact that it's a digital, it's a mechanic. You're switching the lights on, you're unlocking the system. Yeah, that's a problem. It's a serious problem. Absolutely. So in terms of this over here, that's a so the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, something which is serves a functional purpose. It's a key, but it's a tachshit as well. That's also Sharoya Oima, the onlooker, the bystander is going to say Shulitzerich Tashmish Moitzi. So he's going, come on, this is exactly what you said. So that, come on, what's going on over here? Just because it's made out of gold and silver. Come on, this is this key over here. He's schlepping around his key. He's carrying on Shabbos. So people may not appreciate the fact that actually it is made out of gold and silver, and people are going to look at it as pure carrying, and that's why it's awesome. However, v'yesh matirin, some allow it. Imushal kesef, it's made out of a valuable, if it's made out of a valuable substance, valuable material. Thank you very much. Like silver. If it's made out of silver, then it's okay. Because what would be the argument to say that it's okay if it's made out of silver? What's the argument?
Then it's clear that it's not just a practical purpose.
Exactly. Come on, this is silver. It's not stomachy, it's silver. Itself has got value to it. So you could argue that it's come on, it's a jewelry. I can really hear both sides of the coin.
Yeah, but how would people be able to distinguish? I mean, they'll just assume, oh, he's carrying a key.
Yeah.
Although it's made of gold or silver, I mean,
they're
not. Marasai, then, isn't it? Because, oh, well, he's carrying. I
mean, yeah.
You couldn't really know. I mean, copper and gold, unless you're looking at it, sort of inspecting it, well, you might not necessarily know. So, yeah, Marasai,
And even worse is platinum, which is actually worth more than gold and silver.
Yeah, so if it is worth more, that would be fine. If it's something which is jewellery...
You're not going to recognise it as platinum, would you?
If you're saying that silver is mutter, then you're going to have to say everything else is mutter, because potentially, otherwise you've got marisain. I hear the question, I don't know what the answer is. It's a good point. How are we going to distinguish? Why would you say just silver is mutter? All the materials look very similar. I don't know what the answer to that is. So Rabbi Yisrael, this l'maaseh remains a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion. Normally, stam v'yesh matirin, we pass like the matirim, and we say that made out of silver is should be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. The Mishnah Berurah. One second. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot Mem Beis. Imushal Kesef. One opinion said that it's mutter. The kibun shenitech las maftach mikesef, because generally the way is not to make keys out of silver. Harei korinas letachshit, it's made for functional purpose. You could see that since it's made out of silver, you could see that it's actually jewelry now, and it serves a dual purpose. Ve'afal pishikam mishtamshin boy, although we use it as well, it has a functional purpose. We come nevertheless, he korei letachshit also, since it's made out of silver, it should be permitted. It's a jewelry now. Humotak shemutzile shemtachshit, and if you're actually intending to have it as jewelry as well, it's permitted to walk out with it. Aval, but him also in Basel and Chosh, if it's made out of copper and metal, aval gav, although the also inoiken in tachshit, if it is made out of cheap material, although your intention is that it is jewelry, also lot says boy, it's going to be also the kol tashmish, also because it serves a functional purpose. That's the primary idea behind it. It's going to be also sheken der kol avtechs, all the keys normally las and bars and the chosh made out of general metal. T'mishnebu la ma'aseh is makel and lim chosh bazeh. People who want to be makel are allowed to be makel and lenient with regards to a silver made hanging key. Okay, I want to stop here for a minute and ask, based on what we're learning now, what are your thoughts about the Shabbos belts? Based on what we said in here now. Problem, why?
Because it's clear that Shabbos belts are not the jewelry. No one would ever wear a Shabbos belt as a...
Yeah. Any thoughts?
Not part of, I've always wondered, it's not part of your clothing, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a belt for your trousers, okay, but then you've got a Shabbos belt, which has got, well,
it's still doing the same, so I'm holding your trousers.
It's hold very good. Okay, so good. Good, good, good. So we are. So this is a very, very controversial topic, and there's various aspects within that. There's one big shaila, which I'm not going to address now, is about the actual fact that does it actually serve? I mean, where is it a beged at all in the first place? Because everybody will agree that if you're wearing it on top of your belt, if you have a belt, and on top of that belt, use the Shabbos belt, that is very, very dodgy. Because it's not serving any purpose, and who are you trying to, I'm saying it doesn't seem to stand on any, you can't call it a belt. It's a chagura gabi chagura, which is right. The question is much better asked if you actually not having it on top of the belt, but you're actually having it on top of a, if you are closing the coat with the Shabbos belt, or even if you're holding the jacket closed with that, or even according to some minority opinion, if it's holding your tie in the right place, all these could be strong arguments to say that it's actually far better. It's certainly better than just if you have it on top of the belt, because then actually it does serve a certain purpose. Less so if it's on top of the tie, and more so if it's on top of the coat, and even on top of the jacket, and even more so if it's on top of the coat, because literally then it's actually closing, it's holding it together. Leaving this apart though, just the actual aspect of the Shabbos belt itself. See, the Shabbos belt itself is not so posh to understand, it depends very much on how the Shabbos belt is used. Because if you have, I mean, that's really the point that you're making. The Shabbos belt, which is, if you have a key hanging down the Shabbos belt, which is sometimes the case, you have it's connected like this, and then you have the key hanging down like that. Let's say, I don't know how to describe it. Do you know what I mean? If it's like... Yeah, so it's a bit hard to explain it. If the key itself is not required at all for the connection, that's right. If you're not part of the belt, there's no hetter. You're very, very literally carrying the belt. You're not doing anything but carrying the belt, because all you're doing is you have a belt around you, and hanging down the belt, you've got a key, and that is not there. The question is much more if it actually forms part of the belt. That is then, you've got a bit of a shayla, that could be okay, and that according to some poskim, it's fine. It's a bit, we're going to see more about that.
The key forms the length.
Pardon?
The key forms part of the
Yeah, belt. So if the key forms part of the belt, then if the key is... Yeah, so here again, there's two scenarios. One scenario, which according to all opinions is fine, is if you've got two holes within the key, which some people do, and one, the regular hole of the key, and another hole at the other end of the key. And then if that is literally the key is part of the belt, very, very literally the key is part of the belt, then it's mutter. The question is, in the more common application of the Shabbos belt, which the key is not really formed, is a hole, right? That's right. That's more good. Then it could be that it's probably got to do with the shaila that we're learning now over here. It's dava also letachshel v'leshtamesh boy. It's a key which you're using for. I mean, it's what are you using the key for? It's
hold the belt together.
Hold the belt together. Do you need the key?
To hold the belt together.
Yeah. It's not really. It doesn't really form part of the belt. It doesn't really. So some poskim don't like it. It's not. It don't really hold. It's not really part of the belt. One could argue maybe differently. One could argue that it's fine, because I suppose the argument. I know some poskim will say that it's fine because it's supporting the belt.
I remember years ago, people used to wear it with a hanky around their neck.
Right.
Or two handkerchiefs tied together with the key.
Right. Not it's.
I remember people doing. Yeah. It was right. Something around their neck. Handkerchief with the key attached, and some put it around their waist, two handkerchiefs tied together with the key.
Right. Yeah, so the truth is that it's premature to speak, because we're going to speak more about it. We will speak more about it. Mitzvah Hashem, we will. But it's just starting our scholar. I want to know that something. The point I'm making over here is that something which is not considered a pure tachshit, and it's not a pure malbush. So if it's got dual purpose, that it is actually a malbush, and at the same time it serves a certain purpose like a key, then we've got a machlokes over here as to whether it's fine. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein limchois," but it's not so posh. But Rabbi said, we will get into greater detail about the shaila. We also need to speak about the shayla of double of a belt which serves a purpose, a belt which doesn't serve a purpose. So we'll speak more about that in Mitzvah. So, yeah, okay, I've run over time. So I wish you a good Shabbos HaBoisa.